Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Xfinity Mobile.
The Denver Nuggets are one win away from their first ever NBA title.
Our approach has to be that we're down 3-1. They're desperate. We have to be more desperate. They're hungry. We have to be hungrier.
Love playing in these kind of environments. Everybody's counting us out. We're used to that. But ultimately, it has to be decided between those four lines.
Our whole season hasn't been easy. We won't quit. We know it's a task at hand, and we know we can do it.
One more, y'all.
We didn't come this far to stop playing now.
We're going to be locked in and ready to go, and it's just going to be a game that we need to win.
And once again, we are back in the Mile High City where the Nuggets, they are on the precipice of striking gold. Could the Larry O'Brien be parading down Larimer Square? This team is one win away from their first title in franchise history, but does Miami have enough to ignite a comeback? They're going to need some major firepower to stop this dominant Denver squad. It is Game 5 of the 2023 NBA Finals that has everyone's attention in the NBA today. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Xfinity Mobile. And the whole squad is here. Zach Lowe, Malika Andrews, Richard Jefferson, Kendrick Perkins holding it down in Denver. And my friends, before we dive into this game a little bit more, we need to check in on a developing story. And for that, we bring in our senior NBA insider, Adrian Wojnarowski, because Woj, Tyler Herro hasn't played since game one of the first round when he broke his hand against the Milwaukee Bucks. His status has been a major question mark that has loomed over the finals so far. What is the latest on his return to the floor?
Yeah, Malika, Tyler Herro's status has finally changed today. The Heat upgraded him to questionable this morning, and I'm told that Tyler Herro is expected to suit up and give it a try here in Game 5. Listen, there's still soreness in that right hand that was surgically repaired after fracturing it all the way back in mid-April against the Bucks in Game 1. Of that first round conference, Eastern Conference series, but they are up against it in Miami, down 3-1. And tonight, and barring a setback of some sort between now and tip-off, you know, the expectation is Tyler Herro averaged 20 points a game for this Miami team. We'll see what he can give this team. Without him, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, they have really struggled. Only 12 points in the last two games combined. They missed 27 of 31 shots, missed 15 of 17 three-pointers. So anything Tyler Herro could give them, it might be something to help extend this Miami season. But we'll know as he gets closer to tip-off tonight how much, if any, he can give this Miami team. But upgraded to questionable, and the expectation is Tyler Herro is going to try and play.
Their third leading scorer in the regular season. Woj, thank you so much. Please do not go too far. But Richard, we're talking about the finals. We're not talking about the first round of the playoffs. What do you expect from Tyler Herro? How tough is it to come back at this point?
No, it's extremely tough. It's extremely difficult. One of the things that, you know, I made the analogy of that, hey, look, the first round is like the suburbs, driving nice and slow, a country road. Second round, okay, you're now on a major street. Then you get to the conference finals, it's a highway. And then when you get to the NBA finals, it's an autobahn. There is no speed limit. So there isn't, oh, you got one, two shots to ease into your game. You know, we've broken down where like two, three consecutive plays can change the whole dynamic of a game. So for Tyler Herro, it's very, very difficult. That being said, the Heat need help. So a lot of times when you're presented in this opportunity, it's because they need what you can bring.
Yep.
But to say that he's going to hit his averages, to say that he would hit like any sort of high-level minutes, that's unrealistic.
Yeah, I'm worried about him. As far as him coming back in the NBA Finals, I don't know, with the altitude and you haven't actually played NBA basketball in what, like a month and a half, I don't expect much out of him. And here's another thing. I'm willing to see how he's going to affect the others on the bench, the guys like Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin, because now all of a sudden they might have to take a lesser role because they have lost two straight and now they're down 3-1. So going into that locker room, you got to make sure you got your vets like Udonis Haslam, Kevin Love, Kyle Lowry, making sure that those young guys keep their mindset right no matter what it is, because Tyler Hero coming back, he's going to play. And that means somebody else is going to have to sacrifice.
So we're essentially talking about 2 months off here, Zach. So if you're Eric Spoelstra, how are you using Tyler Hero in this game five?
Well, first you have to bring him off the bench, obviously. Like Perk said, he's not going to play his normal minutes allotment, anything like that. I do like the idea of the Heat thinking we got to get as much shooting on the floor as possible. They've scored 95 or fewer in three of these games. They're just not scoring enough to keep up with the Denver scoring machine. And Tyler Hero can shoot and dribble and make pull-up shots, the kind of shots they need in this series. But I think it's going to have to be brief, and I think the hook is going to have to be quick, because Woj said the word soreness, and that makes me nervous, because it's soreness in the hand that he dribbles and shoots with. And this is the NBA Finals. This is season on the line, on the road, at altitude. And like RJ said, two turnovers that lead to two Denver threes or a fast break dunk and a three, that could be the whole game. That's where we are. So I think it's okay to test him out, but if it's not looking good, You pull it back. And by the way, credit to Tyler Hero for trying. Like, that's your hand being sore in the NBA Finals, like, that's a tough ask for him to do.
So once again, our senior NBA insider, Adrian Wojnarowski, reporting that Tyler Hero, after 2 months out, is expected to give it a go, to try it out tonight. But, Zach, did you know we're actually in the presence of greatness over here? We're in the presence of champions over here.
Yeah, it's true.
Both of these gentlemen have been on both sides of the coin that we're staring down tonight, both up in a situation in the finals and down in a situation in the finals. So, Perk, I'm looking at you here. If you're the Denver Nuggets, what is the mindset that you need to go in and close this out with?
Well, one, you got to make sure each individual player, make sure their household is right. Because remember, you got your parents in town, you got your grandparents in town, you got your great uncles, your great aunties. And if you have a significant other or a wife, they got their family in town. And at your house, it's going down. They got the groceries on the stove, they got the alcohol somewhere. And so you have to make sure that you have the right mindset to say, you know what, somebody else needs to handle that. Now, when you get to the arena, you're gonna pass up the Larry O trophy. You're gonna see the champagne there. And then now all of a sudden, you have to make sure that you keep the right mindset to say, just because we're at home, just because we're up 3-1, that we're not gonna win this game. The game is won between the lines. We gotta make sure that we lock in and make sure that we focus, because it's hard. I remember game seven. It's certain finals that you remember. I remember game seven when I was injured. We was up 14 in the fourth quarter in the Staples Center. I walked to the back and the champagne was there. They was ready to roll it out. They was ready to give us the goggles. And then all of a sudden, I went back there with 2 minutes to go and the champagne was on the other side of the arena. So, I mean, you have to make sure that you stay focused, you stay locked in, because again, this is the hardest game. This is going to be the hardest game for the Denver Nuggets.
Yep. Well, and that's why, you know, Michael Malone, we did a shoot that we aired on NBA Today with the Larry O'Brien trophy, skydiving, the boat. We drove it to the arena, and it was coming into the arena at the same time that the Nuggets players were arriving. And all the security, all the NBA staff were like, make sure that the Nuggets players don't see this. Michael Malone has been very specific about not letting that happen before it happens. I know, Richard, you're making a face.
It's like, well, based off of all of his experience in these situations, he wants to make sure that none of it. No, I'm joking.
Based on his what?
No, it's not a shot. I'm saying you want to see it sometimes. You want to see what's attainable. We've done a million promos with guys and looking at it, but I get it. It's not a shot. I'm just saying, sometimes you want to see what you're going after, you want to see what you're fighting for, and if it's right there, maybe it'll perk you up a little bit. But if that's what, and listen, I trust in the way that he motivates his team. They're up 3-1 in the finals.
Let's go to the opposite side now, because you've also been in the situation that the Miami Heat finds himself in, staring at a massive 3-1 deficit. So what does their mindset need to be?
Well, look, their mindset is like, look, I say this, when we lost, or when we were able to win in 2016 and Draymond ended up getting suspended in that one, we all know that that was a pivotal moment. Yep. And it was like, yo, we needed some help and we got some help in that moment. That gave us life. I think Tyler Hero coming back can bring life, even if it's 1%, 2%, because the fractions are so small. Any opportunity that you get to say, oh, we have life, Tyler's back. If we win one, he'll be better in game two. If we can win another one, he'll be better in the next game. But ultimately, I think that that's what it is for them, but I think they're going against a force in Denver that is well coached, that has the best player on the court at all times, and I think it's just going to be a lot for them.
I expect both teams to be ready tonight. We know Miami is never, ever going to quit. They could be down 6-1, and they're coming out to win the next game. And I think Denver, that game two was their wake-up call of, we can't even take 3 minutes off in this series because they will punish us. If you open the door a little bit, they smash it open with the sledgehammer. I think they're focused and locked in and ready. So I expect both teams to come out really kind of primed for this game.
It's a little bit scary to think that it doesn't seem like Denver has put together a perfect 48 yet.
It's coming.
It feels like this has to be the night that they do it, because listening to Jimmy Butler yesterday when he's talking about, we just have to win three before they win one. They don't care what we pick up here. They don't care what you say. They don't care what I say. They don't care what history says. They are coming in tonight like their season depends on it, and like they are going to get this game five. Still to come on NBA Today. We have a whole lot to get to as we count you down to game five tonight on ABC. Jimmy said it. Got to win three before Denver wins one. Our crew on how they can force a game six back in Miami, because Richard wants to go just completely buttonless back in South Beach. And my exclusive sit-down conversation with all-world superstar Nikola Jokic. He tells me why tonight may be one of the toughest games he has ever played. Plus, my phone fell off the set, but do you have yours, Richard?
Yes, I do.
Get out your phone,
I do.
Scan your QR code that we have in front of you. Who wins game five tonight? Is it the Heat? Is it the Nuggets? Is this going to six, or are we crowning a new champion? We will reveal what you have to say at the end of the show. NBA Today, we'll be right back.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
NBA Today is presented by Xfinity Mobile, the best-kept wireless secret.
Our whole season hasn't been easy.
The Denver Nuggets are going to take a decisive 3-1 lead.
Now we're in a must-win situation every single game.
We've done everything the hard way, and that's the way it's going to have to be done right now. All we're going to focus on is getting this thing back to 305. Where do we go? Always need a little more. We do that, that's how quickly things can change.
So beating the odds, that's just what Miami does. They are here in the finals as the 8th seed. They beat the 1-seeded Bucks in the first round. That was the 5th largest series upset since the merger. And along the way to the finals, the Heat have won 10 games as the underdog. That's the most in the last 30 seasons. I mean, Like Eric Spoelstra said, this is when they play their best, when their backs are up against the wall. And the Heat, they upset the Celtics, as we know, in the East Finals. That was the third biggest upset in the conference finals or NBA finals in the last 35 postseasons. That's according to Sports Odds History. Which brings us to tonight. Once again, they find themselves as the underdogs. They enter the game as 9-point underdogs, according to Caesar Sportsbook. That's familiar territory for them, though. You can see here, they've already won twice this postseason when that was the spread. So as a train is coming underneath them.
Multiple trains.
I want to bring Monica McNutt into the conversation because, Monica, did you guys see her on First Take this morning, on Get Up this morning? She was saying that the Miami Heat are going to win this game. So please, my friend, tell us what needs to happen for the Heat if they are going to force a game six.
All right, what's up, y'all? Y'all look great out there in the Mile High City. Here's the thing about inconsistency. You got some highs, you got some lows, you're never level. The Heat have been terrible in the last two games. We can point to the three-point shooting, we can point to the turnovers in game three. They just haven't had it. But we've seen them show up with it. I just think there's entirely too much pride, too much culture within this organization. I think they're going to come out with the physicality that we saw in game two. And literally, their backs are against the wall. And I totally understand Coach Michael Malone and Nikola Jokic talking about they need to play like they are the team that is down 3-1. But they're not. The Heat don't have to manufacture this urgency. And so I just think they're not going to go out with three consecutive terrible games. I think they find a way to send this thing back to Miami. Not a ton of basketball knowledge on that one, but I just believe in them.
I mean, this is, it's bold, Monica, and we appreciate it. Zach, what do the Heat need to do in order to continue this series?
So it might sound weird, but I'm looking at their offense because I just don't think they have an answer for Denver's offense. Denver is going to score a lot of points unless they have a random cold shoot tonight, which is possible. I think the Heat have to score more to have any shot and lean into scoring and shooting. So I'm looking for them, whether it's Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and Max Strus together, maximize the shooting on the floor because they just haven't been able to keep up with the Nuggets scoring machine. And the last thing is they have to win the turnover battle and maybe by a lot. And they had done that through the first three games of the series. Not in game four as the freight train of Denver's offense ran them over in transition. But it's some kind of train. It's very loud. So I'm looking at the turnovers and the shooting because they just haven't had an answer for the Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic two-man game. It's a loud train.
I'm going to let Richard gather himself as the steam train continues.
It's carrying coal. I think it's carrying loads of coal.
Here's my question. Do trains have to go choo-choo as they drive, or can they just be silent? Because this is something. Perk, help us here. How could Miami get back in this series? Well, and you're going to need the mic way close
Zach
to your mouth with
about
that train.
Making shots. I heard Stephen A. talking about making three-point shots. But again, here's the thing. Hold this funny for a second. Here's the thing. When I watch Bam and I watch the Miami Heat defense, and I understand people keep saying about they don't have an answer for Murray, they don't have an answer for Jokic, but it's not a lot of resistance. I see a lot of contestants, it's like, oh, dang, they made the shot. Like, when you enter the moment, you say, hey, Tibbs, hey, they running away. Perk, they coming at Ray. Hey, Ray, pin down coming. Top lock that Ray. I'm dropping. I'm sinking. Uh-oh, I took that away. Rondo, the step up coming. Ice it down, Rondo. Ice it down. Big fella, I'm square. Get back. KG, get back. Contest that Rondo. And shot clock violation. Yeah! That's how you get a stop.
I thought he was going to yell at the train conductor.
I just had a moment. Like, as a guy that was a defensive anchor and played on the defensive team, it's moments that you show passion. It's moments that you show communication. And you can see it through the television. And when I'm watching them, I don't care about Bam having one great moment where he chased down the block with two hands. Like, I don't see the communication, and it's supposed to be there.
No, you're going to need multiple of those moments. And that's what it is. Like, they're the underdog. They understand. An underdog means that you have to maximize the effort, right? That's what an underdog says. It's like, hey, we might not have the most talent, we might not have the most depth, but we are going to outwork you. That's what underdogs do. And Miami, they've got to figure it out. And to your point, Zach, when you were saying, hey, look, they've got to focus on the offense, that means there might be one less defensive-minded person out there and maybe more offensive-minded people because the defense ain't working, ain't getting enough stops to match that offense. So I'm really curious to see what Eric Spoelstra is going to do.
They've tried everything.
They've tried everything.
But zone, Zach, blitz, all
little,
of it.
A little to your point, the Miami Heat struggle when the Denver Nuggets are able to set up, right? And all three of the losses – Denver won the game and held them to 100 points. My thing with Miami, they're best when they're getting deflection steals, getting out in transition. Now Denver is having cross matchups, and they score 56% of the time in transition. The Miami got to get active.
Turnovers.
We're going to hear some more from some adjustments that the Heat are planning to make a little bit later in the show, but we do need to get to some major news that is coming out of the Eastern Conference. The first free agency domino, it has fallen, and it has fallen in Toronto. So for more on that, we bring in our senior NBA insider, Adrian Wojnarowski, who is back with us now. Woj, what more can you tell us here?
Absolutely, Malika. And indeed, the first major domino of July free agency falls here on June 12th. I'm told Toronto's all-star guard Fred VanVleet is declining his $22.8 million player option on next season. He'll become an unrestricted free agent now in July. He's certainly not ruled out the possibility of a return to the Raptors, where he's played his seven-year NBA career. But now he becomes a significant target, I think, for teams who have salary cap space, but also teams without cap space who might want to try to work a sign-and-trade deal with the Raptors. And you know, VanVleet has shown himself to be a player who really impacts winning a huge part of that 2019 NBA championship in Toronto, a very durable player, second in the league in minutes played last year, 19 points and a career-best 7.2 assists last year for the Raptors. A lot of interest in VanVleet in the marketplace. And I think a lot of teams who talked to the Raptors back around the trade deadline ahead of it will likely want to revisit the possibility of trying to acquire a cornerstone player in Fred VanVleet.
Fred VanVleet, of course, now becomes an unrestricted free agent. And also, Woj, over the weekend, the Raptors hired former Memphis Grizzlies assistant Darko Rajakovic as the franchise's next head coach. What does that signal around the league in regards to Toronto's future here?
Well, you know, Toronto in this search wanted to find a coach who, if they pivoted and went younger, went toward more of a rebuild, that they would have a coach who had a great history, a great track record in player development. And that is certainly the coach here they've gotten from the Memphis Grizzlies, Darko Rajakovic. And now he's a coach also, if they stay the course, if they bring back a VanVleet, if they keep an OG Anunoby, then certainly Toronto is going to be in a position, you know, where they may try to compete again in the Eastern Conference. But This was an exhaustive search in Toronto. They talked to a lot of coaches, talked to them multiple times, and landed again on a coach who came from Serbia, worked his way up through as a G League coach in Oklahoma City to Stavs in Phoenix, and then as the top assistant with the Memphis Grizzlies, where they've had a great deal of success.
Woj, thank you. The Raptors, of course, also have the 13th pick in the upcoming NBA draft. We appreciate you stopping by NBA Today. We still have a lot to get to on our show. And now that the train has passed, we're just a few minutes away from my exclusive sit-down conversation with Nikola Jokic. He also has a must-hear story about how he almost deferred coming to Denver. Did you know that, Richard?
I did not.
And speaking of Jokic, is he the best player in the world? Are we ready to just say that at this point? Well, we're going to ask Richard, Perk, and Zach if they are taking Jokic or the field. He is that good. Plus, we have a very special edition of Top of the Top. Some of the best Nuggets plays of all time. Did you make any of them?
No.
One more thing for our folks at home. Take out your phones, get them out, and scan the QR code vote. Who do you think takes tonight's Game 5? Is it the Nuggets? Will they win the franchise's first title? Or are the Heat forcing a Game 6? And we are all heading back to South Beach, baby. NBA Today will continue after the break.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by Xfinity Mobile.
From the 41st pick to the two-time MVP on the brink of leading the Nuggets to their first title in franchise history, not many folks saw the rise of Nikola Jokic coming. I mean, the glitz, the glamour, that's really not for him. When we actually sat down for an interview, he didn't want to talk about himself that much. He certainly didn't want any makeup before the TV lights got flipped on. He declined that. But what he did want to chat about was his teammates, his horses, his family, and how desperate his team needs to be tonight. Here's our conversation.
The Denver Nuggets take a decisive 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals.
Hey, proud of you guys, man. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Proud. You're one win away from your first ever championship. And last time we spoke before a closeout game, it was in Los Angeles in the Western Conference Finals, and you said that you were worried because you looked at who was on the other side. In this one, knowing what you know about the Miami Heat and how scrappy they are, how are you feeling?
We know it's going to be the toughest game of the series. We know that they're going to come and play desperate, but we're going to play desperate too. You know, it's a must-win for both teams. We're going into game with that mindset of must-win.
Jokic to Murray. Jamal Murray from downtown.
The two stars for the Denver Nuggets both have been magnificent on the playoff stage.
Let's talk about Jamal Murray. Now you're finally having a full, you know, knock on wood, healthy postseason together, given everything that he's been through. What does that mean to you?
I told even in the beginning of the season that he is not going to be good the first couple months, but now he's playing on the level that I thought he was going to play, to be honest. He's a really good player, but I think he mature. I think that injury kind of slowed him down, but make him to read game a little bit better. And I think he's playing the phenomenal the whole playoffs.
We're watching greatness. Nikola Jokic is as good as it gets.
We know, Nikola, what winning a championship would mean for Denver. We know what it would mean for the city. We know what it would mean for your teammates. But for you, what would it mean for you?
I mean, as a winner, I don't know, because I didn't win it still, and we have a great opportunity, so if we win, I'm going to tell you then, but I really don't know what now, because for me, my mindset is just to win next game, and that was my whole mindset. I cannot think about it, nothing further than that.
If you win, are you going to get another horse?
Probably, even if I lose.
What do you name that horse? We gotta figure that out, Rich.
Victory.
Back here with Rich, Perk, Zach, and gentlemen, we've talked about how incredible Nikola Jokic has been for the last several months. I want to put that into context a little bit further, dive into this, because when you put Nikola Jokic up against just about anybody in the league, he has a place in that conversation. So I ask you this, of all the players in the NBA, I'm talking the Stephs, the Giannises, the LeBrons, is Jokic the best as making his teammates better? And we're going to do a little Jokic or the field. Which one you guys got? Jokic and his smiling face or all the field?
I got Jokic. Everybody?
All right.
Making his teammates better?
Making his
teammates better.
Yeah. Jokic. Why, Zach?
Jokic or the field?
Just the passing is outrageous.
Insane.
Every kind of pass you can make out of any kind of situation. He can pick and pop and then put it on the floor. He can pass out of the post. He can pass on the move. It's not just one kind of pass. It's every pass. It's transition. So, I mean, just look at all the players who have come here and thrive in supporting roles, off-ball roles. Aaron Gordon, Bruce Brown. Jokic plays a part in all that.
Okay, how about this? The best player in the world, Jokic or the field?
The field?
You got to have your mic up.
The field, because I'm going, no disrespect to Jokic, but I'm going with Steph Curry, because he don't have to pass the ball to make guys around him better. just him being on the floor, the attention that he attracts, his shooting ability opens up so much for others. We could watch Draymond Green basically not take a shot attempt throughout the course of the game, but because he has Steph Curry, because they leave him wide open to the at the three, he's able to go with a dribble handoff, fill up the stat sheet with assists. We can't even count the number of teammates Steph done had over the last 6 years that were flourishing in the Warriors system because of Steph. And when they left, we haven't heard from them. Some of those guys are overseas now.
For me, it's Jokic, and this is why I was very, very hesitant for a long time, because there was two sides of the ball, and we had guys like Giannis, guys like Embiid, that were dominant on the defensive end and dominant on the offensive end. But I think Jokic's offense is so great that I think it actually kind of mask some of his defensive mistakes or defensive inabilities.
Sure.
And I say it from this standpoint, is that he's creating so much offense, and he's a better than average defender. I think people don't give him credit enough for what he does on defensive end, because part of defense is cleaning up the defensive board. He does it on a monstrous level. And so when I look at it now, there is no player that I would look at for the next 3 to 5 years. And for all the Denver fans and for all the Denver brass, they were like, nobody believed in us. Well, you've never done anything before. This is your first time here. You have to do it. You remember when the Golden State Warriors were like, no shooting team has ever done it before, and then they went on to have a dynasty? You have to prove to the world that you can do it. You have to prove to the world that this is yours. And I think right now the Denver Nuggets and Jokic are doing it. That's why I have Jokic as the best player in the world.
Jokic is the best player in the world. Perk is making all sorts of faces. Perk, the next question is over the next 5 years. Who would you want? Well, is it Jokic or is it the field?
It's the field. Jokic is the best player right now, but over the next 3 or 5 years, it's the field, because history tells us that. When Giannis took the Bucks to the championship, you know what happened after his Game 6 performance? We were having the same conversation about Giannis being the best player in the world. Last year, when Steph won the NBA championship without Kevin Durant, the performance he put on in the finals. Last year, we were having the same conversation about Steph being the best player in the world. This year is Jokic's turn. Next year, I feel like it will be another NBA champion, and we're going to be talking about another guy or another player that's going to be the best player in the world. Here's why I'm met with it. Which player now, I need to see a player that's on a consistent basis, that's going to be a LeBron James. That's going to have
that's the only bar?
At least have a 5-year run that we can say every single season he's the best player.
The question is.
And not change.
So you're taking the field.
The answer is field.
Hold up the field.
Take the field. Stop talking so damn much.
So look.
Just say field.
I'm here to talk.
He said field. I'm taking this guy right here, and I was tempted to say the field because the three guys I really considered in this field are Giannis, Victor Wembanyama, and Luka Doncic. And you know what? This dude is in the finals tonight, averaging almost a triple-double for the entire playoffs. He's only 28 years old, and he seems impervious to getting hurt. So I'm going Jokic next 5 years. And I think Denver, look, I'm not saying they're going to win multiple championships guaranteed, but they got a window now to carry this for a while. So I'm going this guy in the face.
Well, certainly he's going to need to be the best player in the world tonight. This smiling face that you see right here, still to come on NBA Today. We've said it all hour long, but the Nuggets are only one win away from their first title in franchise history. So it's only right that we do a very special.
You look like Jokic's
top
four body
of the top, the best Nuggets plays of all time. That's coming up
David
next
Thompson,
on
stand
NBA
up.
Today. Plus, get out your phones. Who wins tonight, folks? Is it the Heat or is it the Nuggets? I don't know. Are we going back to South Beach, Richard? Are we going back? I want to go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C.
Tennessee, Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I feel it's an honor and a privilege to call these games.
Oh, blocked by James!
But I also think it's a responsibility to do those moments right.
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Pulls up. Bang! Bryant. Bang!
Kevin Durant.
Bang! Curry fires. Bang!
When you see the best on the biggest stage do these unbelievable things, it's just why I'm a screaming fool sometimes.
Shot blocked by DeCupo!
One-on-one, Irving puts it up.
Great pleasures of this job was watching when all the work, all the sweat ends up with what they all set out for as their number one and only goal.
Welcome yes. back to Denver.
And Mike Breen.
Where Mike Breen will be calling his 100th career NBA Finals game. I'm not sure you can be the greatest and also be underrated, yet somehow Mike Breen is working alongside him. It is a tremendous honor. Everything that he's been through this year with his house, with the fire, just congratulations, Mike. It is a truly an impressive feat. And it feels like, Richard, he's seen basically everything on the basketball court. But one thing that he hasn't seen is the Nuggets winning a title.
No one has.
See how many games they've played, more than 4,000 over 47 NBA seasons before getting to this point. So it feels like we need a very special top of top to celebrate the Nuggets and this history. Our top of the top today is brought to you by Zillow. So where do we start? Oh, yes. Top hang time, my
friend. Kmart, I see you.
Talking about snatching the screws out the rim.
I missed you, man. They took you after we left Jersey. We had a good time there.
Powder blue all over the place.
Oh boy.
How many people got a 360 dunk in their repertoire? You never had that perk.
In high school.
J.R. Smith. Looking nice. Oh, and then Kenneth Faried, watch out below.
The animal. Yeah. Yep.
What a pass. That pass dunked itself.
And then we have top agility. Oh, yes. Van Exel.
Oh, Nick the Quick. If you guys don't know Nick the Quick. If you don't know Nick the Quick. I'm just saying, Nick the Quick was special. He was. You got to go get on YouTube, kids. The dude was special. Elite. Oh, I remember this.
Ooh. Yep. Speaking of special, AI was special.
AI.
2008.
Oh, I'm going to pass it. Nah, I got it.
And then don't worry, we're going to mix in a little bit of current, too. Jamal Murray in the bubble. Get fancy with it.
Yeah, I thought that. See, people, when I was saying, oh, remember MJ, Lakers, up, oh, and they were like, no, that's not.
No, I don't remember you saying that.
I was
there
in the bubble.
We also got top 90s for you.
Mahmood.
Yeah, we got to go further back with this.
Mahmood.
Beats the Clippers at the buzzer. Fans shocked.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, that's one of the greatest blocks in NBA history. LaPhonso Ellis with the cup. Give me that. Oh, is that Robert Pack?
Yep.
Is that Pac-Man?
Yeah, slamming it down on Sean Kemp.
I've never seen a 5'6" guard jump that high. Just kidding, Pac.
I was going to say.
Just kidding, Pac. I'm just kidding.
There it is, 94.
Yep. What a moment. And then we had to have some top Jokic.
Look at
he gets his own section.
Come on.
It just isn't fair.
It's not fair. Sense.
What?
Right in the shooting pocket. Boom.
It's just different, man.
Do you have a favorite perk? It's hard.
Oh.
You're giving people haircuts out there.
Watch this.
Soap. Look out.
Uh-oh.
One-handed. There we go.
Water polo pass. Full court. The precision. He's always had this.
One Nikola Jokic basket in this highlight package.
Why? We don't need a basket.
I just want to see this.
No, I love it.
Coming up on NBA Today, the duo of Shaq and Kobe, they won three titles together. So if Jokic and Murray get it done, where would they rank in all-time duos?
Oh, this is, why would you do that to them?
The numbers speak for themselves. We'll be back after the break.
Why would you do that to them?
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Again, it's been everything. It's given me every experience I could ask for. It's given me amazing friends, amazing times. Try to put on a good show always.
The fact that I've been able to do it in different decades with the same franchise, not many people can say that.
So thankful for 20 years here. I'm going to miss it so much.
Monica McNutt is back with us now. And Monica, before we dive back into the NBA Finals, we have to give a couple of shout outs to the W for ceremonies that happened over the weekend. And we are going to start with the video that we just saw, because in an emotional ceremony that lasted about 3 hours after the Seattle Storm's loss to the Washington Mystics on Sunday, Sue Bird saw her number 10 Storm jersey raised to the Climate Pledge Arena rafters. So well deserved here, Monica. And what a suit.
Girl, this suit was perfection, chef's kiss. And it is a perfect sort of exclamation point on what was an incredible career. You saw the numbers as we led into this. 4 titles, all-time assist leader, and just a genuine person both on and off the court. Obviously had a huge hand in the influence that the league had on getting Senator Warnock appointed in Atlanta. On the other side.
Huge congratulations to Sue Bird. Yep. On the other side, we got Sylvia Fowles, won 4 Olympic gold medals, 2 WNBA finals, MVPs, 4 Defensive Player of the Year honors, and an MVP. Did you get all that? She had her jersey retired at the Target Center in Minneapolis. Can you just sum up what she means to this franchise?
Sweet Syl, or Mama Syl, is how Sylvia Fowles likes to be referred to, and you can see the accolades there. But she is someone who is just so genuine, always had her teammates top of mind. Her second career post-WNBA, y'all, she wants to be a mortician because she thinks folks should be their best version of themselves as they pass over. So Syl has just been incredible, arguably the best center the league has seen, certainly one of the greatest rebounders, the greatest rebounder, let me clarify.
And as you look at those resumes there, just an all-time pair of players. And speaking of, today is the 21-year anniversary for another all-time basketball duo. Here they were after completing their three-peat in 2002.
Congratulations, the greatest.
Congratulations, the most dominant.
You took that jersey and put your own jersey on, bro.
About time now?
Yeah.
Holla!
One, two. Baddest duo ever, Superman and Batman.
3 rings.
So 1 year earlier in 2001 against Philly, Shaq and Kobe, they became the highest scoring playoff duo for a champion in NBA
Thanks for that, Malika. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Jokic and Murray have scored 56.8 points per game this postseason, putting them on pace to be the second highest scoring duo. So, Monica, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but if the Nuggets are able to close out the Heat tonight, where would a championship put them in this conversation? It feels a little bit early to be having it to me.
I'm glad you know that, Malika. So originally when this question was posed, I was like, those duos have won more than one. LeBron and AD technically haven't won more than one together yet, if that's still a possibility. Listen, they are certainly on the path to be in the conversation of the greatest, but I think there's more work to be done. Obviously, you look at MJ and Pippen, you look at Shaq and Kobe, like, they won more than one. And so I think the two-man game that they've been able to run and perfect, quite honestly, over the course of this season is beautiful. I love it coming to fruition after 2 years of dealing with injuries by the time they got to the postseason. I think they're worthy of being in that conversation. I'm not ready to bump anybody off of that list just yet.
Yeah. I'm not ready to bump anyone off of the list either. It has been incredible to see what they've been able to do this postseason, though. And if it continues, if multiple championships are able to be racked up, then it's going to be an interesting conversation. Monica McNutt, as always, thank you so much for spending some time, for lending your expertise to us here on NBA Today. Y'all, if you didn't see her earlier, Monica chose the Heat to win this game tonight. But who do you at home think? Monica, you can still vote. You can pull out your phone and vote for the Heat. Everyone at home, scan the QR code. We will reveal the results in just 60 seconds.
NBA Today is presented by Xfinity Mobile, the best kept wireless secret.
What time is it?
We're going to take our friends and fans on a trip into Dreamland. Magic and Michael.
The look away. Jordan.
Steal. And the Chicago Bulls have won their first ever NBA championship.
So June 12th was not only a big day for Michael Jordan, it was also a big day for our crew. 15 years ago today, Big Perk, your Celtics came back from 24 points down to beat the Lakers in 2008, and you actually had 2 points in that game.
I mean, get this baby off of me. Setting the tone early, Lamar ordered me too small. You know how we get down.
Well, and then this happened 20 years ago yesterday. Richard, your New Jersey Nets, taking off against the San Antonio.
Our 2 points were different, Perk.
Can you still do that, Rich?
Yeah, I can still do that. Look, it's tough when you're in the finals at 21, 22 years old. You're just trying to make an impact.
And make an impact you did, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, so speaking of the finals, it is time to reveal, now that you're sitting up a couple of he was sitting on this, moping, now he's all hyped up. All right, I want to see what the folks at home thought about our QR code. Who is going to win tonight's game? We asked, you responded. Let us see what the people had to say.
How smart these people are.
65%.
Whoa. Not that lopsided.
No. Say the Nuggets.
You're showing for the Heat.
And then 35%. Only 30% of that is our producer, Hillary Guy, voting for her Miami Heat to come back.
Look, if you didn't pick the Nuggets, I want you to do this. I don't know if you have a pool or water. Take your phone, throw it inside, or throw it against the wall because you're wrong.
Okay. Wow. So you are picking Richard Jefferson. Who tonight then?
Oh, I'm picking the Nuggets.
You know what? I'm picking the Heat. And if the Heat lose, I will buy Zach, Malika, and Archer. $500 gift card.
No one heard what you said.
What? We're repeating one more time.
$500 gift card.
If the Heat lose tonight,
I'm picking the Heat.
Yep.
And if they lose tonight, the Heat lose tonight, this game five, I would give Richard, Malika, and Zach a $500 gift card.
Bet.
I don't know. I can use it here in Mile High City.
Anywhere?
We'll figure it out.
Our producers are wanting in on this deal. All right, Perk. I feel like we need one of these. Yeah.
I don't need to shake. I trust Perk. I trust Perk is a man of his word.
All right, $500 gift card on the line.
I don't trust you.
I think the Denver Nuggets close it out tonight at home, win the first title in franchise history. Craziness on the streets. And Perk, if the Nuggets lose tonight, I would give you a nice pat on the back.
I would even buy you one. I would even buy you one. One drink, Perk. I'm taking the Nuggets tonight. Tyler Hero is coming back. So his bucket hats will not be on the sideline.
You're taking the Nuggets, but you're wearing the hero hat?
I'm taking the Nuggets, hat. But I'm wearing
I
the hero
like
hat.
That.
That's how we're rolling.
You like that? You're the only person that likes that look.
That's
the only person.
I'm afraid of Richard in Miami.
I haven't got last year's Miami trip. I'm still seeing therapists about it.
No, I'm here.
All right,
three of us picked the Nuggets. Kendrick Perkins is rolling with the Miami Heat tonight. Either way, we have you covered tomorrow on NBA Today, whether a champion is crowned or whether we are all going back to South Beach, baby. Enjoy the game tonight on ABC. NFL Live is coming.